Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I'm right-handed, but I jerk off lefty. Why? That way, I can keep my dominant hand on the mouse. Whoa! Internet porn masturbation slam. You like that joke? I've had that motherfucker in the holster for years, and I gotta start pulling that out. You know how long I've been waiting to fucking tell people that? Actually, I have told people that. I told Shrubs at my old job that. I told that motherfucker that joke over and over and over again. And he thought it was hilarious every time. Maybe I'm lying a little bit, but that joke's going to get us into, my name is Chris Johnson. That joke is going to get us into what I want to talk about right now, fucking. And no, I'm not going to talk about my sex life, but a lot of people like to talk about their sex lives, right? You've heard these people. I'm most fascinated by dudes, of course. Fucking, it seems like I've been bitching a lot about dudes lately, and I have been bitching a lot about dudes lately, because dudes are fucking stupid. They're fucking stupid. They're fucking cavemen. I'm fucking tired of dudes. They piss me off. They piss me off far more than ladies do. And something that dudes do that I've never really heard ladies do is constantly brag about how much fucking pussy they're getting. They just, you know, they're not shutting up about how much ass they're tapping. You know what I mean? There's this one dude that I used to work with. I didn't work with him directly. He was at my old job. He was a fucking schmuck. This guy, he was just like this fucking slick dressed salesman type with fucking greasy slick back hair. He was a box of douche. You know what I mean? He was a fucking asshole, slimy piece of shit, fuck. And I hated him. And this fucking guy wouldn't shut the fuck up about how much ass he was getting. He wouldn't shut the fuck up about how much fucking he was doing on his spare time. First of all, I've covered this before. You fucking people, it's not a commendable act. People fuck. A lot of disgusting people fuck. And if you don't believe me, take a look around at the populace. How many fucking models do you see out there? Not a lot, right? That means a lot of ugly people are doing a lot of fucking. And if ugly people can fuck, then anybody can fuck. It's not like you going out and fucking people is somehow an impressive act. I mean, honest to God, I'm supposed to be impressed because you're banging threes in a hot tub. Really? Is that what's supposed to impress me? This fucking guy too, it's a true story. So, I know a dude with a hot sister. This hot sister is about 21 years old. Hot sister is out downtown and comes across sharp-dressed, slick, sales, cocksucking piece of shit asshole, right? That fucking guy, I'm 34. He's older than me. He's easily got 6 years on me. Easy 6 years. Let's say he's in his mid-40s, which is probably accurate. He's trying to fucking get his groove on with his fucking 21-year-old. Dude, I'm sorry. Look, you want to go fuck 21-year-olds? I mean, that's legal. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're, like, working it to get the 21-year-olds, then you are one pathetic motherfucker. This is the guy. This is the fucking guy that's bragging about how much fucking ass he's getting. A guy that's trying to fucking troll clubs for fucking 21-year-olds. People fucking 25 years less. Think of it. Do the math in your fucking head. When you're fucking 45 and you're going out with somebody fucking 20, you're trying to fucking mack on somebody who's fucking 21, then I think it's a bit of a fucking problem. I'm not impressed with you. I'm not impressed by how many people you're fucking. And why are you telling strangers that? This other dude I knew at the station was like, yeah, dude, that fucking slick sales piece of shit, you know, that stupid goddamn dumb shit motherfucker. He walks up to me and he's like, yo, oh, I get fucking ass all the time. The guy that told me this story was fucking like married with kids. Like, what is it? What do you want to fucking high five? You fucking meathead. Oh, really? You went to fucking Ruby Tuesday and you fucked somebody in the cab on the way home? Congratulations. You went to a fucking club as that creepy, more than slightly older guy and you tried to get with a 21-year-old and finally one of them got drunk enough to actually suck on your dick and we're supposed to be impressed by that? You're just, what a disgusting human being. I fucking hate that guy. He's a piece of shit. I fucking hate him. I fucking always hated him. He's just a fucking worm. He's a fucking worm. Guys, stop telling me and everybody else who you're fucking. I don't care. Nobody cares. But if you want to tell me who you're fucking, you can just shoot me a tweet at JohnsonHU. I'll make an exception for you. And you can follow my fucking ass on Podbean or iTunes or Google Play. Spread my ass around like a virus, you know? And when you find that 2.5 at the end of the night, at the end of the bar, with the slightly too big glasses and that big overbite, and you take her back to your place, instead of putting on that cheesy romantic R&B music, why don't you just put on me? Put on this podcast. Fuck to this. Who knows, it might help you out. It might help you get hard, son. I've always been good at getting dudes hard.